Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Molinaro. Oh! An impossible catch. Oh my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. Hope y'all doing all right out there.
Come on. We got to come up with something better than that.
What?
I hope you're doing all right out there.
I said out there, so give me a little credit there.
You know,
I'm working on it, Joe. It's got to come naturally.
Move it back to Wednesday. This doesn't
that's
work.
That's it. We're out of here.
We're done. This we're Tuesday thing, what is it? This is the third episode. Doesn't work out. Sorry.
Well, it's like, is nobody going to listen on Tuesday or is nobody going to listen on Wednesday?
Oh, dude.
Like, make your choice.
The podcast numbers are through the roof.
Through the roof. Oh, yeah?
Insane.
Do we take over Dirt and Sprague in the morning?
I check the analytics, all right? I check the numbers. I check the data. We got huge numbers last week. Don't ask what the number was exactly.
It's so huge.
The biggest numbers. I mean, everybody says that they've never seen numbers this big before. They were like, wow, Gettysburg, wow.
Wow, Gettysburg, what a crazy event. I can't believe that
a beautiful war, really.
Good guys, bad guys on both sides.
God, maybe you should have put that one in the open. Like, baseball's amazing, something related to that. I don't know.
Just do our Papa T impressions as best we can.
I've never heard of her. I never paid her a dime.
I always called him Papa T. I thought that was worthy.
Sounds creepy.
So like, oh, Papa T.
Anyways. How you doing, dude?
What do I do with my hands? I don't know, but it's about this big.
How's your Tuesday?
My Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, today's my Friday.
Well, happy Friday, Tuesday.
Yeah. Today is my Friday, so that's awesome.
That's good.
But what I've learned about...
Lucky you.
What I've learned...
it's a Tuesday, quite frankly, the worst day in a Monday through Friday work week, so I'm happy for you.
Tuesday is my Friday, and what's funny, as a younger whippersnapper, Tuesday, when you have days off, like Wednesday, Thursday, when you work in the industry that I work in, and you've got your random days off or in the middle of the week, those are like, oh, those are the party days, baby, let's roll. You know, Tuesday night, I'd be going out. Wednesday, I'm hitting up some industry friends. Thursday, we're doing that. We're figuring out till Friday, we'll get used. Well, now I'm married with kids. So my Wednesday, Thursday is
so
like...
So turn it up a few levels.
Yeah, so Wednesday, Thursday, we get real wild at the Harris household on Wednesday, Thursday. We work on the lawn, clean the car, go to the gym, and I basically stay home all day and do nothing and try not to start drinking at 1 o'clock.
Now that's a tough task right
Well,
there.
You know, when you pick up the kids from school and you're in the parking lot and you're like, hey, what up, kids? I love to see you. This is great. Like, they don't really enjoy that.
Really?
Yes.
The schools are not fond of...
They're not fond of drunk Patrick in the parking lot.
Parent showing up in the pickup line.
Yeah, and I'm like the bonus parent, too. So it's like, they're like, you're on the list, but who are you?
This is getting close to the line, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. So I got to wait on Wednesday, Thursdays to start drinking until at least 3 o'clock.
Well, they do say on Tuesdays, or a rapper said, I got the club going up on a Tuesday. That was a hit single at some point.
Welcome into the hot corner. The club is lit tonight. Is that what you said? What'd you say?
Got the club going up.
Got the. Welcome into the hot corner. Got the club going up on a Tuesday.
It's about as
got your girl in the cut and she choosy or something like that.
I don't know.
As lame as rocking you on a Friday.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. For the
we'll
intro,
figure it out.
I've been racking my brain. I've been trying to figure it out.
You'll
I don't want to push
out.
Anything. I want it to be
just
natural.
Let it flow naturally. All right. Don't force it like a Tinder relationship.
It must be kind of just happened one day and then it just went on for a decade.
A meet cute of a new Tuesday slogan of some sort.
Yeah. So we gotta figure that out.
Well, I appreciate you bringing beers, as always.
Yeah, of course. You know, I never started a relationship on Tinder. I heard the guys talking about it.
Relationship on Twitter for me. I mean,
Tinder. I had some fun. That's
Tinder,
for sure.
Yeah, see, that's kind of the
but
route
never,
that I'm leaning on that, too.
A relationship never formed. Everything was always organic. I found my disasters organically.
Tinder, what is it?
I didn't
Bumble
need...
and Hinge.
Yeah, Bumble. I was big. I liked Bumble a lot
because the chick had to message you.
But I all my disaster relationships before my wife happened organically. So I do want to be excited about that because I feel like Tinder disasters would be worse than natural disasters.
Yeah, it's
like
been...
do you want nuclear warfare where people can drop bombs, or are you more down with like tsunamis and hurricanes? I think I'm more down with tsunamis and hurricanes.
Yeah, it's been well documented that Suk was my Cupid, and
that's
he,
true.
He struck an arrow,
got a little lucky,
struck an arrow, and either I don't know if I guess it would be my cheek and my significant other's cheek.
Yeah.
And, things are going great.
I would also like to throw a shout-out to Ryan Buckley, the producer of Primetime, for sitting in this chair and dropping it a lot lower. My feet can touch the ground.
You're not swinging your feet around
which is funny because,
like a child?
Which is funny because Buck is easily 6-7 inches taller than me. And old Isachi over there, him and I are not too far off. He's a touch taller than I am, but he likes this chair way high up. And Dusty must as well, who is not much taller than I am. But old Buckley has decided to drop this chair down. And boy, let me tell you what, this feels amazing.
I
can touch the ground.
Well, I was going to say,
not the kid with his like legs just swinging, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
I think Kevin
Daddy,
Hart's got
I want some pizza.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's got a bit like that where it's like you can't really look cool or hard sitting in a stool where your feet don't touch the ground and you're swinging them like a child.
Yeah, that's why I sit at the bar. Like, I sit at the bar because it's close enough that people can't really see your legs, but if you're like at a high top in the bar, but not at the bar, you're just swinging and people are like, oh, that short king is not very kingly.
That's why those bars are clutch with like the footstools or the footwells where you can just actually sit at a bar, but not hangy little legs like my short stubs would. So
you're like
nice.
Lord Farquaad in Shrek.
Basically.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically. But I look like Shrek, so it's like this weird conundrum to be
come
in.
Come on.
And by the...
You're more like Princess Fiona.
By the way, guys, trust me. Wait, what? He's Princess Fiona?
No.
Yeah, looks
Princess
much
Fiona,
prettier.
Yeah, she's a babe.
Well, she's hot.
Well, yeah, if that's what you want, then
she doesn't have a mustache, but okay.
What were you going to admit there?
Oh, I was going to say trust tree. My wife and I met on OkCupid, and
old days.
Wow. We lied.
Little Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, way before Plenty of Fish. OkCupid, we lied to our families for at least 4 years before coming clean and saying, okay, we've met online. Because it wasn't cool at that time. Now, everybody's doing it, but it was like, hey, you're going to meet a murderer. You're going to meet a killer.
Plenty
Don't do
of
that.
Fish.
No, think, okay, Cupid.
I know,
plenty
just
of
Plenty of Fish. That's the one I haven't heard in a
I think my favorite story is I was on a Tinder date up in, we went to Victoria Bar on Albina in North Portland. Great place. Love the
Is that the place that has all their names, drinks named after Princess Bride?
I'm not sure about that.
It's like all their drinks are named after a quote or a line from that movie.
I'm not sure about that, but I love that spot. It's a great Tinder spot. So shout out to any of you.
I think I actually went to
gents or ladies or theys listening.
I most definitely went on a Tinder date.
Stupid program about baseball where we don't talk about baseball.
I missed a solid UFC fight for that.
Date. Victoria's a great date bar. And I'm there with this Tinder date. It's our first date. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to this lady. And she, I was really blown away because she sounds like me. So I was like, hi, it's nice to meet you. She was like, hi, it's nice to meet you too.
Sexy.
I was like, oh, all right, here we go.
I think that was a dude.
Here we go.
No, that's like Marge Simpson is a man.
And she gets up at one point to use the restroom. So I'm sitting there and I'm kind of looking around. And I look next to me and I go, whoa. And there is my boss. She is also on a Tinder date, and he was in the restroom. So I'm looking at him like, yo, what's up? What are you doing here? And she goes, actually, I'm on a Tinder date. And I went, no S, so am I. And so we laughed about that, and we had a good chuckle. And then my date comes back and sits down, and she's like, oh, you guys know each other. And we're like, actually, we work together. And my Tinder date says, oh, that's so cool. Like, I mean, just to be safe, like, this guy's not going to kill me, is he? Like, she kind of makes the joke. And my boss is like, no, Patrick's great. Like, you're going to have a wonderful time. He's a great guy. And so I'm kind of, like, laughing, thinking, you know, she's playing up to the stereotype. She asks her three more times if I'm going to kill her, if I'm a serial killer that's going to, like, tie her up and put her out back. And it's like, this joke is no longer funny.
Hey, man, that happens.
That date didn't go well.
That happens.
Well, it depends on what you quantify as well, because the end of the night,
you dog.
The end of the night finished.
Yeah. You hit it and quit it. Hey, a dog. I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we got a baseball show for you tonight. I got a question.
First of all, you know where you should have found your girlfriend.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
That's true. That's true. I should have just trolled and been like, you know, I love Brooks and Dunn and getting on my horse.
Dude,
and
don't get me on singing country music again.
It's like that that article you read that says, you know, women who ride horses live longer. And I always say, yeah, because women who ride horses have health insurance, because horses are not cheap.
No, and you will always be second fiddle to the horse if you date a horse girl.
That's the truth.
That Victoria bar, by the way, yes, all their drinks are named after things from Princess Bride. They got the Inigo Montoya. They got the Miracle Max.
My name is Inigo Montoya. They you got killed my father. Prepare to die.
You can get the Inconceivable.
Love it.
Yeah. So there's some fun stuff for you.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight. We got a lot to get to. Is this AL Central team any good? Despite having the second best record in baseball, I'm probably going to have to eat crow on the best record in the American League, which is a little difficult, but we might not talk about that. I'd like to check in. Is the greatest player ever still continuing to become the greatest player ever again? So we'll check in on that. But we'll start here. The drama is over. And is it kind of weird that it's just over that quickly? Have you ever heard of a man named Shohei? We'll start there. This is the Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. 719 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. Right down the road there is the poop-filled Willamette.
Still poop-filled,
throwback,
huh?
To the old days. Yeah, I think it is.
Haven't cleaned it up yet?
I don't think so.
Still a bunch of lime scooters at the bottom.
Doesn't look good.
I don't think so. It's like lime scooters and bicycles that homeless people stole and were like, this one's not very good. Throw it off the bridge.
Wait till they pull a 77 Chevette out of there with like a body in it that's just been sitting there for decades.
30 years. Yeah, it was like a brand new car and the guy got hot on the bridge and drove it over and nobody noticed. Welcome in. There is the YouTube stream for us. That's at 1080 AM The Fan on YouTube. There's also the Vancouver Ford text line. All texts of the van are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com, 503-864-6322. 826. Got mine in the parking lot. There's a lot to get to this hour. There's a lot to get to next hour. We'll have the everybody's favorite, Fair or Foul, at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We'll touch in on a little bit. The worst team in the American League West is not the Seattle Mariners. We'll get to that as well. But the best team in the American League Central might surprise you. And could they be the best team in the American League? So we got a lot to get to, but we want to start here. This Ipe Shohei drama seems to have come to an end. Well, not for Ipe. He's got a lot going on, but
it's all just a big misunderstanding.
Let's put some tinfoil
gambling.
Let's put some tinfoil hats on real quick. I want to have a little bit of fun with this. So Shohei seems to be exonerated from the whole thing. There's been quotes come out from teammates saying, we knew from the beginning that Ipe was a shady character and that Shohei was legit.
But he went to UC Riverside.
But Shohei was legit and did nothing wrong. Can we put our tinfoil hats on for a minute and ask the question, is this finally baseball doing something to protect baseball?
Let's
protect our superstar and make sure even if he did have any knowledge or dealings with this, let's make sure he is clean and sparkly. That's what I'm asking. Dude, I'm here for conspiracies, man.
Because that's what we need in 2024.
That's
more conspiracies.
What we need in baseball, too.
I mean, do you want me to keep like pushing this, or do you want me to give you an honest answer?
Well, I want you to push it first, and then when everybody
when everybody
turns the station off
he
because they think you're stupid,
he's a
then you
guy.
Can bring the reality.
And it was Shohei actually placing these bets.
Shohei, big Southampton guy.
I'm trying to find the quote from Ipe.
Also thought Ten Hag was going to really revive United.
I want to find this.
Maybe he's a Pochettino guy at Chelsea. Maybe he really likes Chelsea.
Okay, now we're losing people.
Maybe he really thought Barcelona was going to be PSG today.
Who? Paris Saint-Germain. Got it.
I'm trying to find
Paris Saint-Germain.
Because
as they say. Playing Barcelona.
Man, that was a real Swigard enunciation there, huh?
By the way, I saw Swigard at work on Saturday after the Timbers game.
Oh,
toasty.
I saw Swigard at the Timbers game.
Swigard was toasty.
And I think he big-timed me at the Timbers game.
Oh, you got big-timed by Swag?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
I iced him.
He was walking.
If it makes you feel any better, at my job, we make a competitive version of Smirnoff Ice.
Yes!
And I definitely dropped one on the table and made him drink it.
It's over! Here's the situation.
I think.
We think.
Iced. So, Ipe Mizuhara at one point, they found like text messages of him to the bookie. Did you see this?
Yeah, he's like, Shohei doesn't know. Don't tell him. Okay, I won't tell the most famous athlete on the planet right now. You got it. I'll just keep that inside.
Well, hey, that stops the gravy train. So of course he would, at least at the time. For the start of the story, because when it gets to him maybe trying to track Shohei down physically, it kind of gets a little hairy. The bookie, anyways.
But let's ask this question. Do you think that if Shohei had some involvement with this, just like un peu, as the French say, just a little bit, do you think baseball would try and bury this?
No.
You think they'd blow him up? Like, because nobody hates baseball more than baseball, as I always say. They're like, we have the best player, the most marketable star since Willie Mays. Let's tear him down.
Well, I mean,
would be the most baseball thing ever, right?
Yeah, but also, like, if he actually did have involvement, like, this is like, we're getting into like a federal crime aspect of it. And
the FBI is on board.
Yeah. So now, granted, I might be stupid. The FBI might be on board because of the fact that he stole millions of dollars. Like, if it was the illegal bookmaker aspect, I don't know if they'd be in on it. But
yeah.
Dude, this is one text message that was going around from the criminal complaint. On March 20th, 2024, Mizuhara sent Bookmaker One an encrypted text message admitting that he had stolen funds from victim A. Otani is victim A. Mizuhara messaged Bookmaker One stating, have you seen the reports? Bookmaker one responding, yes, but that's all BS. Obviously, you didn't steal from him. I understand it's a cover job. Mizuhara then responded, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me.
Yeah. See,
actually, dude, they got me, dude. I'm so hosed.
Yeah.
By the way, can I put $20 on this Liverpool United game?
Hey, give me a little bit more credit, please. Just one win back.
And then Otani, who was looking over his shoulder, said, now text him and say the money was stolen.
God.
There was another one. I believe there was another one where he texted the bookmaker and said, man, I'm really bad at this gambling stuff.
That sounds like, if you want a tinfoil hat, does that not sound like Shohei's like, hey, you should tell him you suck at gambling?
Let's lean into this tinfoil hat. You know what I mean? You're right. That is the perfect cover story. And let me just say,
it's great. If his bond is $250K and Shohei's like, can I give this to a buddy to go bail him out so it doesn't come to me?
Let me just say that fans really should understand that sports leagues like the NFL, like what is that moniker? Protect the Shield. They will do absolutely anything. And I understand, you're right. Baseball just continues to kill themselves. Nobody seems to hate baseball more than baseball when it comes to these situations. However,
that's going to be on my tombstone.
It's a very, very good saying, and you're right. However, the Houston Astros come to mind. The sign-stealing scandal.
Right, right. You
know, they were kind of the fall guys for the entire league at the time, because we heard from other reporters, you can go find many different writings online that allegedly other teams were stealing signs.
Mike Fiers got blackballed for calling them out, and he was on the team.
Exactly. And you still hear, I have sources today telling me, like, now this year there are still allegedly sign stealing operations going on. Of course, it's a lot harder to do with electronic signs now, but there are all kinds of ways that teams are still trying to get an edge, and MLB would never do anything to,
right, but the
that.
Thing with
so
that is
they wouldn't do anything
the
to
thing
expose
is with
this.
That though is the reason MLB didn't come down on Houston is because they didn't want to fight the union. Is they knew the union would come guns blazing. You want to suspend any of these players, we're going to come guns blazing. Like,
but
we want
also
to see your proof. So they made the GM and the coach and find the organization. They knew they could make those fall guys. This, in this situation,
it was also to stop the leaks in the proverbial MLB boat, though.
In this situation, it's one person. If Shohei is gambling, like, look what's going on in the NBA. Look what's going on in the NFL. Like, we got guys gambling, and they're getting busted left and right. You can do that, and the Players Association is like, whoa, that was one guy. Sorry, we're cool. But when it's a whole team and a bunch of dudes, they're like, oh, that might be too many players.
Yeah, Jonte Porter. Yeah. At least current Raptor right now. We'll see.
Can I read you some more texts?
Yeah, baby. Let's go.
All right. Apparently in June of last year, Mizuhara message, I got my ass kicked again, LOL. Any chance I can get one last bump? This will be my last one for a while if I lose it.
What
bump? Like, you doing blow, or are we just talking about money here?
Yeah, hey, gambling's like a drug, they
no,
say.
No, like a $50,000 to $100,000 credit
yeah,
bump.
Yeah.
Bookmaker one, he said, okay, bud, I just want to be able to communicate with my partner so he knows expectations. If I can assure him that minimum 500 will be sent every week, I can do the bump to whatever you want. It's just imperative that the 500 is sent every week. As you can imagine, the figures are very high and just don't want to not be able to deliver what I tell him. FYI, I've already paid out of my pocket to him half of the balance that is on the account. So whatever is lost every week, I have to give him half of the balance. That's why I'm asking these direct, important questions.
And that 500 is not 500 bucks.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a couple zeros after that?
The next text message literally
Three's
came the next
company.
Day. The next day from Mizuhara, I'm the worst, LOL. Can't catch a break. Can I get one last bump? I swear this is going to be my last until I get the balance down significantly. I promise this will be the last bump for a while. Bookmaker one responded the same day saying, okay, NP. Done.
Did y'all see the totals of the money that what's his name one more time?
Ipe
Mizuhara, right?
Yeah,
I was about to say Izuhara, and I'm like,
I think
Ipe
is fine. We call him Shohei. Call him Ipe.
So the Ipe numbers, apparently
Yoshi. You know, we're one name when it comes to the Japanese guys.
Apparently, he won something in the realm of $120-$130 million and lost somewhere in the realm of $170+ million.
That's insane.
This dude placed thousands upon thousands of bets from 2021 to 2024, apparently to the tune of $300+ grand. Per day.
I mean, if I need 500K up front, I would like to give a shout out on the Vancouver Ford text line from our good friend Deal. Did he send a you up text?
Basically.
Was good.
Hey, you up?
Then sent another
Speaking
text.
Speaking of Tinder, I've definitely sent you up texts.
He sent a third text on a third consecutive day saying, I have a problem, LOL. Yeah.
LOL.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, no S, brother.
And then he asks, can I get one last bump? This one is for real. Last one for real. And the bookmaker responded, done, checkmark emoji, fist bump emoji. I have the same problem, laughing emoji.
Jesus.
To be honest with you, Ipe, as long as you can guarantee the 500 every Monday, I'll give you as much as you want because I know you're good for it. Again, yeah, he knows he is good for it,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. Again, I just had to clean it up with my partner, and that's one reason why I was asking before.
Well, we'll keep an eye on Ipe and see what happens to him, but it seems that Shohei has been absolved
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, I don't think
Ipe
is good
baseball.
For it anymore.
Yeah. Speaking of Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers, something happened for the first time in almost 6 years on Sunday, and is this the true repercussions, and can this continue and help build the sport that we all love? This is the Hot Corner, but first there's Jordan with sports.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up in the second hour, we'll give you an update on is the best player in baseball still the best player, plus we'll have fair or foul.
We do have a score update, though, that I know that everybody is dying to hear. No, it is not playing basketball. Joey, my son, is currently playing his spring soccer game, season opener. A dominant 11-0. Oh, wait, nope. Getting updates now. I think 13-0 lead over the other team. Joey with two hat tricks at least. Seven total goals.
Are they playing my kids' team? Because that sounds like being the opposite parent on a team. Like we had our first game. Now my kid is 7. medium Joe is what, 12?
11.
11?
Just turned 11.
My kid is 7, so it's still like 8 kids swarming around a ball. I think we lost on Saturday 4-0.
Hey, that's a solid
nil.
Matchup. That's a solid matchup.
4-0?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's. Yeah. I think it's 13-0, and I just got the message from his mother. Feel bad for the other team. I don't.
Well, no.
We're trying to get a dub out
if,
here.
If
right?
you're out there, you're yelling at. Oh, Mr. Marsh? What kind of name is Mr. Marsh? I am the ultimate bad dad.
What do you want to do? Huh? What do you want to do?
Hey, you up?
Dude, let's go Vipers, okay?
Mercy rules suck. I hate mercy rules. They never, in the world of kids sports, mercy rules shouldn't exist.
Right, because we should teach them to lose even worse.
You
think this is rock bottom? Let me teach you rock bottom.
Hey, sometimes in life you really take it on the face and it just comes at you day after day after day.
Listen, at least.
Mark, I want that pulled.
Yeah, that.
That pulled right now. Do your job and pull that.
Listen, in this game of baseball that we oh so love, I think a mercy rule probably is needed because if there isn't one, a team could just literally just bludgeon the hell out of the other team all night until the sun goes down.
Dude, you got to learn, man.
The ten run rule.
There's a timed game.
Soccer is a timed game.
Soccer's a timed game.
So at least it ends. I mean, if baseball doesn't have a mercy rule.
No, baseball, I'm okay. But soccer's a timed game.
Yeah.
Hockey is a timed game.
Yeah, sorry.
There's no mercy rules.
I don't feel
Football
bad about that.
Football is a timed game.
Yep.
Basketball is a timed game. Baseball is not a timed game.
Yeah, that is the one sport there cannot be, that there has to be a mercy rule. Like, you don't want to be like, all right, boys, I think we gave them our best shot. Yeah, we lost 65-0, and the game had to be called because there literally weren't lights on. But we gave it our best shot.
But it was still only 2 hours. I mean, they were a brutal 2 hours, but we did it.
Oh, gosh. I think we got another update. Oh, nope. Still 13-0.
Speaking of 2 hours, Joe, you hit me up with this. The Padres-Dodgers game on Sunday night garnered 2 million viewers.
Yeah.
Which is the highest non-Yankee Red Sox game in Sunday Night Baseball in almost the last 6 years. That, I have to say, clearly is a Shohei effect. The Dodgers are, like, if Glasnow's on the mound, I watch the Dodgers. I love Tyler Glasnow, so I want to watch that. But also, the Dodgers are extremely interesting. Can this super team pull it together? And Dodgers-Padres, dare I say, no offense out there to Giants fans and my old buddy Andy Dirt Johnson, but I sometimes feel like Dodgers-Padres is a little more of a rivalry than Dodgers-Giants these days.
Well, I would calm down on that. Nowadays, you're right. Overall, the Dodgers-Giants, there is still likely to be a stabbing in the stands at any moment.
Which we are pro, I mean anti, sorry.
Yes, no.
We don't got that Freudian slip.
No, we don't want that happening. Of course not. But yeah, I mean, over the last couple of years, with the Padres spending as they have and acquiring the talent that they have, that has definitely kind of surpassed it. And also, I think just the proximity of those two cities.
I mean, what is it, 45 minutes?
Something like that. I think that over the last couple of years, because the Padres have been going for it, and the Dodgers have obviously reigned supreme in the NL West, that is the marquee matchup in the NL West. Right now, my Giants finishing second in the NL West prediction is not looking too great. But, I mean, I think it is more so a Dodgers effect. And the Padres, they've started the year decent enough.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I've heard some reports, some rumblings that ESPN might be looking to kind of definitely ditch Wednesday night baseball and potentially ditch Sunday night baseball. But if you can get 2 million viewers on a Sunday night for baseball, that might be something worth. It's always the last game of the day. Now, for me as a fantasy guy in baseball, I look at that last game and I'm kind of like, all right, what's the matchup? Do I got guys playing? You know, if St. Louis is playing Chicago, which actually would be a good matchup, I should think of something worse. If Pittsburgh is playing Miami and they're the Sunday night game, I might look at it and say, you know, well, I got Luis Arraez. I got, what's the outfielder in the Pirates? Swing and a miss lately on my fantasy team. I might tune into that game. Is this something that could continue to roll and maybe Sunday night baseball could be something? It's never going to be football. I'm not saying that, but is it something? Do we just put the Dodgers on every Sunday, or is it something that we could build to make Sunday night baseball better?
Well, I think it's obviously teams sell Sunday night baseball, but really
good
teams.
Put the Cubs on it.
But yeah, I mean, like the Cubs right now, I don't know if they're going to put up numbers like that, but a Cubs-Cardinals game, it could get up there because the Cubs are one of the most popular fan franchises and biggest fan bases in MLB.
Cubs remind me of kind of like the Steelers, where there's Cubs fans everywhere.
They got a good team. Yeah, we saw that in Seattle recently. And the St. Louis Cardinals, like, that's one of the most storied franchises, biggest fan bases in the league as well.
Arguably the number two franchise of all time.
Well,
they got the second most titles.
Well, yeah, but as far as if you were to look at the casual fan and like make a top three, I don't know if Cardinals are making that list.
Agreed.
The majority
agreed.
Of the time,
agreed.
You know? So I think like when you throw out a Pirates Marlins matchup, that's not getting any juices going for the casual fan.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw the news about the morning.
Stars sell, basically, is what I feel like. Stars and brands and teams are what is going to get you that 2 million number.
You guys remember the Peacock Sunday morning games last year? There's a new agreement with some broadcaster here soon to do these Sunday morning games. I champion baseball has the opportunity to turn, especially in the football offseason, Sundays into baseball day. Why not open it up with a really good game, close it out with these like blue blood teams that you guys are talking about? You got to get the ones that you want to watch. The Lakers are going to be on every Sunday on ABC because that's probably going to draw the most eyes. So if you're wanting to do that, that's what you're going to have to do. But go start of the day, big draw. End of the day, big draw.
The only thing I would argue, and this is a this is a what's the best word for this? This is a company thing. Peacock is the Sunday morning baseball, right?
Well, they had it for a year, but there is a negotiation. They are announcing soon, MLB is, who the next deal will be.
Oh, okay. So let's say it's Peacock. Let me tell you, I have Peacock. If the Sunday morning game is at 10 o'clock, there's a 9:30 EPL game.
Oh, God.
I'm just telling you, like, those of us that are Peacock subscribers.
Move to Europe, you commie.
We subscribe because we want to watch EPL. I don't know. I think it's a platform thing. That maybe Peacock isn't the best answer. Maybe the answer is Amazon or Apple TV or ESPN or something like that to be the first one. I don't know if Peacock's the answer. Because those of us that have Peacock, a lot of us do because we watch EPL.
Or old WWE reruns.
That I do late at night by myself with a gallon of ice cream.
I don't blame you.
After my Tinder date.
What kind of ice cream?
Well, you know, sometimes I'm a mint chocolate chip guy, but usually I'm a chocolate peanut butter guy.
That's a bold move. How are your feelings on Rocky Road?
Great.
I love Rocky Road.
They got marshmallows, right?
Yes.
Yeah, more Rocky Road's
marshmallows,
great.
Marshmallows, almonds.
Yeah, Rocky Road's great.
Chocolate. Mm. Tasty. Damn it! I don't have the right drop up.
Yes!
That's awesome. Thank you. There it is.
Well, I got mine in front of me, but you're always worried that I'm just too happy-go-lucky on the drops.
You can be a little trigger-happy, but... is that not a great Swigart drop that I did not know existed?
Yes!
Yeah. Where'd you get that?
Dude, I was looking for the newest pilot drops.
Hold on, everybody!
And I just type in Swag's name, and I find this gem.
Yes!
You can put it on the board!
I'll tell you during the break how Swigart big-timed me. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it.
All right, when we come back, can you believe there's a worse team in the American League West than the Seattle Mariners? And what if I told you it's not the Oakland A's? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, Tenet the Fan. Coming up in the second hour, we'll get to, is the best player in baseball becoming the best player in baseball again? I'd like to bring this back once a week and just kind of check in and see if our boy's back.
Quick score update. I believe 18-0 now. Score of Joey's soccer game. Go Vipers!
And spoiler alert on one of our favorite players on this show. It is not Paul Goldschmidt. Because paging Paul... Hey, amigo, you had a great career. It might be time to let it go.
Not doing so well?
You should look up Paul Goldschmidt's stats.
Oh, boy.
They don't look pretty good.
You know who is doing good recently?
And he's like 2 years younger than me and looks 10 years older than me.
You know who's doing good recently?
We're Paul bros together. Who?
Anthony Rendon.
No, I can't believe it.
I refuse. I got to find what the time frame is because he started off just so crappy. But over the last however many games, the slash line, not too shabby.
But sitting in the...
And he's not injured. So, I mean, like that, I mean, that
that's
alone
huge.
Is a win.
That's huge.
For Anthony Rendon and the Angels.
Sitting in the American League West, you have the Seattle Mariners at 7-10. Currently tied 0-0 with the Reds.
Actually leading now 1-0. Jonathan Clase made his Major League debut yesterday.
Picked
RBI
him up
double.
In fantasy. Nice.
Dude, I think...
Started him today. I like.
Good for you. I think that's going to be a good pick. He's going to be like that Kyle Seager kid, you know, like when you don't really know who he is coming up, but once he's there in MLB, he's going to stay there.
And just then, like Jared Kelnick. Oh.
And then we pay him like $180 million, and he's kind of like, kind of okay.
Exactly.
Is Kelenic still doing?
Oh, he's hitting 400.
Yeah, he's hitting 400, but he has no home runs. The Mariners are 7-10. The A's are also 7-10. If you're a Mariner fan, you could probably scream to the heavens about that.
And Paul Blackburn is one of the one of two pitchers that has a zero ERA.
Yeah, dude. I know. I'm like tempted to pick him up, but he also has played some bad teams. Don't look now. Neither of those teams are the worst team in the American League West. That would be the Houston Astros at 6-12, who are currently, this game's probably over. I haven't updated this sheet. Who were losing in the top of the ninth to the Braves. It is now the bottom of the ninth. It is 6-0 Braves over Astros.
Dear God.
That game is on TBS right now. What in the world is going on with the Houston Astros? Because if you look at it, Jose Altuve is one of the best plus WOPS guys in baseball right now. Kyle Tucker's kind of doing Kyle Tucker things. Yordan Alvarez is hitting baseballs like they slapped his mama. And but you look around and something's not quite clicking. Framber Valdez is on the IL, and we don't really know the extent of Framber Valdez's injury. I'm worried he's got Tommy John written all over that left elbow. But Alex Bregman looks really bad. And the kind of pieces that Houston's always had, the Maldonados of the world, the Reddicks of the world, the Yuri Gurriels of the world, like those kind of players, they don't really have those guys right now kind of supporting them. So my question to you, Joe, is this a real cause of concern, or is this just April baseball?
I'd say it's the former of the two. One of my biggest concerns going into the season was the back half of their rotation. Now, Ronel Blanco has been better than advertised. He was great in spring training.
But there's no way I can believe this is going to keep going.
I don't know, man. He's damn good. He had the first no-hitter of the MLB season. He finally gave up his first run of the season. He has a less than one ERA. It's 0.86. It's the rest of the pitching, because Christian Javier is pitching as well, too. ERA for JP France, 8.22. Hunter Brown, 16.43. Spencer Arrighetti, who? 11.57. He started two games for them. And then if you look at some of the guys that have thrown some innings for them in the bullpen, I mean,
Josh Hader's got a 9.39 ERA.
Brandon Bielek, 6.1 ERA. Ryan Pressly, a 9.53.
And he was the guy. Like, I remember thinking about Ryan Pressly when they signed Josh Hader. It's like, wait a sec. Like, I'm a top closer in the game. Why am I getting bumped?
So, right now...
Speaking of Hader, almost a 10 ERA. God.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to be, I mean, it's so weird because we haven't seen them be this bad in a while. Like they don't, we've had them seen them with slow starts. But
I mean,
not,
Brian Abreu, who was clutch in the last couple postseasons, he right now has a 6.75 ERA in 8 innings pitched.
We haven't seen them with bad starts. We've seen them with slow starts, but we've said on this show for a few years now that they are death by 1,000 cuts. They just wear you down over time, over 162, but they are giving up a lot of runs. A lot. I want to say outside of the White Sox, they've given up the most runs in the American League.
Jeez.
And so it's
side
like
note, the White Sox are really bad.
Dude.
Really bad.
I think two and 14.
They made it into fair or foul. They're so bad.
Oh, nice. I love it. I can't wait for 8:30.
So whether this pitching stays this bad the entire season, I don't know. But it is really, really, really bad.
Well,
right
it's interesting, too, when you flip it over to the batting side of it.
It's just sorry, one more thing. It's just so weird because you do have two starters who are dominant right now, but everybody else is just essing the bed.
Jose Altuve has a 403 average right now. Jeremy Pena, 343. Yordan Alvarez, 299 with four dingers. Kyle Tucker's got four dingers, too. Yonier Diaz has three dingers as well. But then let's look at Jose Abreu is currently batting 0.82.
Yikes.
His average started with a zero. Okay? Alex Bregman is batting at .259 with an on-base percentage of .317.
Jake Myers, who you were worried about to start the season, .229.
Yeah.
You know, to me, the despair that you guys are describing on both the pitching and the hitting side for the Astros, it just sounds like the vibes in that organization, the vibes in the clubhouse aren't great, and I'm going to say that is because they're missing a huge piece from last year that you guys didn't name, and that is former manager Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
They got a new guy in, Joe Espada. I know nothing about him other than he's been, a coach for the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a great assistant, a great hitting coach, a great bench coach. That does not mean that you can lead guys through a nine-inning game and make these decisions and keep things going for an entire season. From Dusty Baker to a rookie manager, there is a huge change there.
Now, the one thing that is going to help them, though, is that,
they get the Angels and the A's a bunch.
That's true. Yeah,
and
they do get to play them a lot. And I say this before we even see him, but you would think that them getting Justin Verlander is going to help.
So reports are saying he's back real soon.
But, dude, he's old. Like, he's what, 42?
Dude, he's older than me.
41?
41, I believe. I think he turns 42 midseason.
Like, father time always wins, man. And, like,
unless you're Roger Clemens, but we all know how that works.
Or Jamie Moyer.
Yeah, B12 shots.
He's 41. He won't turn 42 until next February, so he'll stay 41 the whole season. But, again, dude, he's been playing a long time. You wonder when the fall off is going to happen, and you're coming off of an injury. Like, if you're an Astros fan, one, screw you, and two, fingers crossed that Verlander is able to help this rotation a little bit.
So we'll keep an eye on the Houston Astros and see if this is a real situation or not. If bells are going to be ringing and maybe Espada's maybe a little bit on the hot seat. So we'll see.
If bells are going to be ringing and garbage cans are going to start banging again.
Yeah, you should probably start now before things get out of hand. All right, let's flip it over. In the second half, is this team legit? They got the second best record in the American League and their pitching seems to be outstanding, despite losing a Cy Young winner to Tommy John. We'll get to that next, plus fair or foul and a check-in on our favorite player in baseball. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... They're stickers. Yeah. My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome into the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shout out to Joe Fisher, my wonderful, wonderful co-host, longtime producer, for putting together some new opens for the 2024 season.
Shout out to Mac and Chase Utley and the Philadelphia Phillies. Also,
did you have a good relationship with your dad? Me neither.
These are things we can talk about and more.
Great news.
Oh, yes, they're stickers.
Great news in my relationship is that I was watching It's Always Sunny at Home last night as I was getting dinner and the girlfriend comes over after work. So I just left it on, let it brew. And, you know, I stayed quiet, just let her consume some It's Always Sunny for a few episodes. And there was a lot of head shaking, but there was laughs and we continued to watch it. And I think we got about five episodes in, and I think I got her. I think I got her.
Hook, line, sinker.
Yes, dude. It was, and also, I need to move on from Arrested Development. You know, you have some shows, your go-to, like I'm going to put this on in the background.
Like, we always watch The Office, but we probably haven't watched The Office 2-3 months? Like, it's on the shelf for now?
Yeah, I have to shelve Arrested Development. Because
we're on Frasier right now. We're watching a lot of Frasier. Dude, my wife and I are so boring.
Come
on. Just leave us alone. White people, dude. White people.
Frasier is the with the British dude and his dad, and he's the radio show host.
Kelsey
right?
Grammer, the Cheers
he's
spinoff.
Not, he's American.
Come on, man.
Doesn't he have a British accent in that show?
No.
He just talks like a high
Daphne the character.
That's what it is. He just.
I'm Kelsey Grammer. That's, yeah.
He just talks really, yeah, fancy in that show. And he's way, way too rich in that show for being a radio show host.
Right? Like, what?
No.
What is this?
In the 90s? No, that was peak radio salary time.
You do have a point there, yeah.
Maybe he was
point.
The cowherd of
Seattle
psychiatrist talk,
Seattle talk radio. Well, that's where that show's based. Is
yeah,
Seattle,
it's based
right?
in Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's a famous female psychologist, so maybe he was just like the dude version of that in sitcom.
Dude, Dr. Phil on sitcom.
Yeah. All right, we got a final score update. The Vipers, big win, 24-0.
Now, what did I do wrong?
You didn't stop the ball from going in the goal, is what it sounds like the other team did wrong.
Well, congratulations to Medium Joe and your ass beating that you guys accomplished today. So
1-0,
well done.
Baby. 1-0.
Well done. Coming up here in about 5 minutes or so, 10 minutes or so, we'll get into a little update on is our favorite player in baseball becoming our favorite player in baseball. Plus, we'll have Farrah Fowl at the bottom of the hour. But I want to get to this. We kind of talked about how Houston is a little bit of a surprisingly bad team right now. But let's flip that on its head. What's a team that's kind of surprisingly really good right now? My friends, I give you the Cleveland Guardians.
Your Cleveland
My
Guardians.
My Cleveland Guardians, the second best record in the American League. The Crazy, they're 12-5. They're first in the American League Central. I heard a stat this morning. This is where it all goes down. Their starting pitching on the road has given up like 4 runs on the season so far. They're playing the Red Sox right now, and they are absolutely smoking them. Tanner Bibee, Logan Allen, these guys are actually doing what Cleveland kind of has been known for. You know, I was worried thinking about Cleveland as a longtime admirer of that organization / hater of that organization.
We were concerned about the managerial change.
Yeah. With Tito gone and Stephen Vogt coming in, like, okay, I know we love this former player coming in. Now, he was a catcher, so I do kind of like that aspect.
I got to eat crow on him.
But you see, some guys are good and some guys are not. Like, I hate Dave Roberts. I hate Aaron Boone. But Craig Counsell is good. Rocco Baldelli is good. And maybe Stephen Vogt is good as well. Now, the first thing you think of, now, Shane Bieber, before he decided randomly, before telling anybody that he was going to have Tommy John, kind of like Spencer Strider, he had 2 games started, and both of them were quality starts. Now, the other guy's got to pick it up, but what I think is more fascinating about this Cleveland team is this team, the same players as last year, all of a sudden are hitting. Stephen Kwan, 372. Jimenez, 303. Josh Naylor, 328. What is going on with that? And that's with Jose Ramirez kind of having a sluggish start to the season.
Still 15 RBIs to start.
Right? Like,
he's just not he's not hitting for average, but definitely getting
clutch.
Yeah.
Who
getting those guys in from running.
Who is a sneaky top 5 finisher in MVPs every season for the last 5 years, it feels like, with Jose Ramirez. Has this team finally figured out these hitters can actually hit? It's the question I asked about the Astros, but we'll flip it, Joe. Is this sustainable for Cleveland? Not just in the Central, but in the American League. Can they keep this ride going?
Well, the Central is always a crapshoot, it feels like. Now, the Royals are playing a little bit better this season. We'll see if the Twins can continue their success over the last couple of years that they've had. But
let's talk about the White Sox. The White Sox are maybe the worst team in baseball.
You're going to get some wins.
Yish.
And also, as far as who they played the White Sox. They played Oakland. They played a slow-starting Mariners team. So
and Boston, who, you know me, I love telling you that Boston is terrible.
Well, they're not right now.
So true, though, right now.
I suppose that's fair. Tyler O'Neill is great, and their starters have actually been pretty good.
Dude, did you see his collision, by the way?
Yeah.
Him and, I think it was Devers.
Devers.
Sheesh, dude.
Well, your two best players running into each other.
Bad idea. Shouldn't do that. I'm concerned about whether that pitching is going to hold up, whether you keep McKenzie healthy the entire year. And I mean, Bibea has been good, but losing an arm like Bieber for the entire season, that's a blow.
Especially, and I think the biggest struggle with Biebs too is, I call him Biebs, we're like old homies.
Well, now you got Bi-Biebs.
Yeah, I got Bi-Biebs and Biebs. The problem with Biebs is
don't call him that.
He's in a walk year. And Joe, I told you 1,000 times on this show even that Shane Bieber was going to have a really great season this year.
Well, hey,
and Cleveland was going to do what they always do.
He's going to finish the season with a zero ERA.
Knowing that he was going to walk, and I actually really loved your Orioles at the deadline going to get Biebs to put him next to Corbin Burns and really make a push. With Biebs out, yeah, that's tough, and they're not going to get anything for him, which makes it even more difficult. But Logan Allen has shown bright spots over the years, and I know this because even though I'm a quote-unquote Mariner fan, yeah, I still kind of watch Cleveland. And Tanner Bibee is the next Shane Bieber, who was the next Corey Kluber, who was the next CC Sabathia, who was the next Cliff Lee, and et cetera, et cetera. I think if this pitching can keep it going, Cookie Carrasco threw a good game the other day. With how bad the Central could be, Minnesota off to a slow start, and the White Sox being as bad as they are, Cleveland could be a dangerous team come down the stretch.
I think Cleveland has the chance. They have like the opposite problem of the Mariners right now. If their offense continues to play like they're playing, which obviously is way above their station last year, and they were still almost a playoff team in that weak division, that they basically can cover up any semblance of bad pitching or the injury to their ace. I think if they keep hitting, the sky's the limit for them. And they actually, come playoff time, we saw how many, you know, quote-unquote bad teams knocked the Dodgers off or whatever last year. So, yeah, they can do it this year.
Yeah,
they
look at the Diamondbacks against the Dodgers. Just embarrassed them.
Absolutely.
The big thing for this team, though, right now is their bullpen. Like, I'm going to read you some ERAs from some of their reliever pitchers here. Cade Smith, over 9 2/3. 1.86.
Beautiful.
Tim Herron, over 8 2/3, 1.04. Hunter Gaddis, 8 2/3, 0. Tyler Beede, you got to pick it up, Beede, 6.48, not good. But Scott Barlow's got a 4.32. And then Nick Sandin with 8 innings 1/3, 2.16.
Class A's got 4 saves, and he's got a 1.13 ERA.
Eli Morgan, 8.1 or 8 1/3 inning, 2.16 ERA. Xavier Curry, who's pitched 5 innings, 0. You got a couple other guys that have pitched, have 0 ERA. So this entire
top to bottom, this might be the best staff in baseball right now.
They're crushing it right now. I mean, they have, as far as bullpen rankings go, they have the 5th lowest ERA in the MLB at 3.14. The Royals right now with a 2.86.
Well, Seth Lugo's on a ERA. Cy Young's winning streak right now. 4 starts, 4 quality starts, and an ERA of like 1.18.
Yeah, so, I mean, and that's the thing, is like the starting pitching.
The starting pitching can kind of be a little meh because that bullpen, it seems untouchable.
Well, if you look at the ERAs of the starting pitching, Logan Allen, 5.06, Tanner Bibee, 4.82, yeah. Tristan McKenzie, 6.23.
Yeah, and Tristan will throw tomorrow, but Logan and Tanner have thrown 4 starts. It's the bullpen that's bailing them out, and honestly, it's the hitting that's bailing them out. And that, let me tell you guys, 30-year Cleveland Indian fan, the hitting never bailed anybody out. And if it's going to bail him out this year, you might see me with a Guardians hat on in a couple weeks.
Stop. You can't do that. Well, one, you can't do that just for the fact of...
Well, one, I can do whatever I want, Joe.
No,
I'm a grown man.
No.
I'm a grown man.
No. You trashed their logo and graphics the moment it came out.
It is terrible. It looks like Minecraft.
You can't wear any of that.
But I can get the C. I'm not getting a Guardians thing.
I'm going to buy you one.
I'm going to get the C.
I'm going to buy you some Guardians gear. Well, so that way you have to wear it.
A jersey XL. All right, we come back. Let's check in on our favorite player in baseball. Is he returning to being the favorite player in baseball, best player in baseball? We'll get to that next, plus Farrah Fowl in a little bit. That's Joe Fisher. Jordan Schultz behind the glass. I'm Patrick Harris, standing in the fan. Well, all right, Star Child.
Dude, can I say that travel soccer teams are an absolute racket?
Dude, that's why, like, here's what we're going to say. Let's relate this to baseball real quick, and I do want to get into our boy Mike, but let me say this. Like, in Major League Baseball, all the top guys, like Bryce Harper, all the top white boys in baseball, Bryce Harper, those kids are travel ball players, and you can't be travel ball players unless you got the dough, unless you got that dollar. And his parents had dollars so they could do that. So it's like, Joe, you want medium Joe to be an MLS soccer player? Yeah, man, it costs money. It's like Taylor Swift. Like, Swifty ain't no...
He's not going to be an MLS soccer player.
Swifty ain't no revolution of music. Her old man cut a deal with a dude that pushed her through and got her a record deal, and now she's a billionaire. Like, dollars make dollars.
Dude, I cannot believe how much they want for U-12 travel soccer team in the city of Newburgh.
Lay it on us. In 2024, I am highly interested.
I made Patrick guess. I want you to guess. How much do you think a year-long season, basically, year-round...
Travel,
U-12, Newburgh Youth Soccer...
$7,000.
Whoa. Let's back it up.
Let's maybe go like 10% of that.
Oh, really?
$725,000.
That's it?
Yes. I mean, my God, it is just one. It's just one city. Dude. $7,000.
Jeez. I thought you said traveling. I thought this was like overnight.
You're not
stuff.
Traveling to Florida or
AAU
like
baseball
that.
Style.
I mean,
come
this
on.
Is just to like Delta Park or something like that.
Oh,
like,
pay the $700, you cheapo.
$725,000. I'm so paying just over $100,000 for him to just kick the living ass out of kids in Newburgh, all right?
This is outside of school, though. It's big for him.
Dude, I don't want to sit in sideways rain in November at Delta Park.
Hey, but if you had a game on Delta Park and I didn't have to work, dude, I'd come down and root on Medium Joe. I love Medium Joe. Dude, I met Medium Joe when he was like 4.
I'm sorry. Mike Trout. I didn't want to take
it. All right, let's get away. Joe was so excited about Medium Joe's superstardom rise to soccer until he realized
like,
that he had to pay
done.
For it. He's like, hey, get a job.
Bet you his dad paid the $725,000.
Absolutely not.
If you're new to the show or if you've been with the show for a long time, you know that the Hot Corner, even with our good friend Mike Lynch, that the GoFundMe page is still open. So if you want to help out Mike and his plight, that means the world to me, to Joe, to Schultzy, to everyone here at 10 of the Fan. You can help him out with that. You can check on our Twitter pages and all that stuff and find that.
$46,278.
Just insane. Just insane. Almost $47,000. You guys are absolutely amazing.
Hey, Kevin Calabro with a donation. Not a baby Kevin.
Kevin Calabro should be donating like $50,000.
Well, he got a donation from Ian Eagle.
Come on,
it wasn't that big, so I don't know about that.
Where's Ian Eagle in this? Didn't Ian Eagle go to Syracuse? Where's Tirico? Come on, Tirico went to Syracuse. So did the great Mike Lynch. Let's figure this out. Bob Costas, he went to Syracuse. I only know this because I worked with Mike Lynch
didn't
for a
Nick
decade.
Wright go to Syracuse, too?
I don't know, but that guy sucks.
You're not wrong.
I hate anybody that was bald for a long time and then was like, oh, by the way, I have hair, except for Shaka Smart, because I like Shaka.
We need to have Dwight.
But that's because I like cool, good-looking black dudes.
We need to hit up Dwight Freeney, see what he's doing. Former Indianapolis Colt.
Yeah?
Yeah, he went to Syracuse.
Dude, Dwight Freeney.
Come on, guys. Carmelo Anthony, former Syracuse swordsman.
Not doing anything.
He's got plenty of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Melo doesn't know what's going on. All right, but in honor of our great friend Mike Lynch, we'll talk real quick, and we'll talk about probably the player we have mentioned more on this show over the last decade than any other player, and that would be the great Michael Trout from New Jersey.
Excuse me, he looks really hot.
He does look good. Like, that is a good-looking dude, and right now...
Oh, I meant just, like, baseball. He's really hot. Oh. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, yeah.
Guys, we're 16 games in. We got a .290 batting average, a .362 on base, which isn't amazing.
.290, bum.
Which isn't amazing.
What's the demarcation of a good batter for this show? Was it
300.
I thought it was 270.
Nope, it's 300.
So like only 8 dudes a year now?
Yep.
Are you okay. Gaslighting me?
I am not.
I thought 270. I might have to text Mike Lynch on this.
Go text Mike.
I'll do it.
He'll tell you the answer that I've always said is 300.
Fine.
If you're 299, pretty decent hitter. But if you want to be a good hitter, you got about 300.
I feel like 300 was great hitter. Mike 270 was good hitter.
Mike Trout is currently leading the league with 7 home runs right now. So the question is Mike Trout back? Now, here's the biggest problem.
Yes.
What if I told you, so I've got the stats up. Nobody can see. Mike Trout has 7 home runs. How many RBIs do you think he has?
Oh, boy. 11. I'm going to go 9.
Oh, I'll meet you guys in the middle.
10.
Boom.
Mike Trout has 7 home runs and 10 RBIs.
Well, I got to find this stat.
What protection does he have? It's like Nolan Shanwell and
Well,
Zach
Joe
Nito.
Apparently told me that Anthony Rendon is back to World Series caliber.
Oh, excuse me. Well, then Rendon is protecting him in the lineup, I guess.
Well, now I got to find 2 stats because I got to find that Rendon slash line.
At some point, and Schultzy, I'm going to put this on you right now. At some point, every single week, we need to have at some moment in the show, whether it's a segment that I choose or a fair or foul that you choose, that brings up where Mike Trout is in the world of baseball. Because right now, if your name is not Mookie Betts, the best player in baseball is Mike Trout. He's back.
Or Michael Bush.
That's where I'm willing to say on April 16th, 2024, that Mike Trout is back. We've got our guy. Because baseball, for so long, had Mike Trout. Now, he's not super marketable, and baseball's terrible with marketing him. But Mike Trout is a top 5 player I've ever seen in my life. And my life would be shattered if he was just gone. And now, I think it's safe to say he's back, as long as he stays healthy.
Yeah, I mean, that was going into this year. I believe one of the fair fouls was he going to play more games than Mitch Haniger?
Oh, yeah.
So far, I think they're kind of neck and neck right now.
They're both healthy, right?
They're ball and ball right now.
And I'll tell you what, the only constants in this world that I've known for baseball is that Mike Trout is awesome and the Angels suck. And we're still there.
Yeah, it is unfortunate to see him in the Angels uniform because he's back, but...
But they suck.
What are you going to do?
2 Angel stats for you. So the Rendon one, since getting booed at the Angels home opener on April 5th.
For being a loser, an absolute D-bag loser.
Anthony Rendon has been slashing .395, .442, .421.
Jeez.
Suck on that.
After he compares his baseball millionaire job to I'm making 40, 50 grand a year, really punching the clock and working my A-off job.
Can Ron Washington win manager of the year if the Angels only win 70 games?
Yes, I hope so.
I mean, with Artie Moreno as your owner, possibly.
Hey, dude, that's an uphill battle.
Since he began the year 0-for-21, Anthony Rendon has gone 15-for-36 in his last 9 games, raising his average to .263.
Wow.
If he can do it, Julio
suck on
can.
That, Rendon.
Yeah. All right, that's it. That's our check-in on our boy Mike Trout.
This is going back to the Trout hitting home runs with nobody on base.
He's got 7 home runs in 10
Mike
RBIs.
Trout, and this was granted a week ago,
like
but
5 solo shots.
This was a week ago, but Mike Trout at this point last week had hit 10 consecutive solo home runs dating back to last season.
It's only of recent that he's got some RBIs.
235 of his 373 home runs were with the bases empty. That's 63% of his home runs. The only player in MLB history to have at least 373 home runs with 60% or more being solo shots is Alfonso Soriano.
So that's insane. That guy was on steroids.
That's and a very selective stat right there.
Sure.
But
it's like Chicago on a Tuesday with the lights on at Wrigley.
Right.
Yeah,
but it goes to show that, my God, Mike Trout.
Jesus.
I pray
Mike
for
Trout
you,
and Felix Hernandez should get their own wings in the Hall of Fame.
Somebody help that man.
All right, we come back. It's everybody's favorite fair or foul, but first, Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Getting higgy with it.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we will turn it over to our wonderful producer.
Now, what did I do wrong?
The home run stroker.
Senior Jordan Schultze.
Can I give you guys one quick trivia question?
No sequel, Stoke Parlo.
Do you by chance know what this music is from?
It sounds like Doom.
Yeah, this is a video game.
Do you know what video game?
I'm going to go with Doom.
It's not Doom.
Wolfenstein.
Mortal Kombat.
This is Ken Griffey Jr.'s winning run.
Wow.
This is
Griffey's winning run.
This was a SNES game released in 1996.
Ooh.
But, my God, it was just like, listen, this is just going to be a video game, a baseball video game. It doesn't have to be anything special. And they just dropped an absolute 90s techno bomb on our ass.
I like what you did with the open, too. You got to watch out for those baseball players blowing on balls, right?
Oh, dude, getting on their hands and knees and blowing balls. Not acceptable.
Oh, God.
Cannot do that.
So funny. Yeah, the air, that was ruled a part of your body, by the way. So, no, that was a fair ball, and that was a base hit, unfortunately.
Dude, watching that video clip, and then the Royals manager and, like, third base coach just
freaking
coming out, like, what the hell?
So good.
Because of a dude.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
It was too much. It was too much on his knees.
All right, well, hopefully this week's edition of Fair or Foul is not too much for you guys. Got some tasty ones. Let's start off with one of the worst teams in baseball for number one. Despite their lack of runs scored so far this season, the Seattle Mariners have still scored twice as many runs as the lowest scoring team, the Chicago White Sox. Is that fair or foul?
Twice as many runs.
Twice. So the Mariners, fair or foul, they have scored twice as many runs as the lowest scoring team in baseball, the Chi Sox.
First of all, I have to eat a little bit of crow because I did not think the White Sox would be the worst.
What is Colorado Rockies?
This is not the Colorado Rockies. It is the Chicago White Sox. This team might be the worst team in baseball, and that is shocking. Because the amount of guys, the amount of moves they've made to get young players, and they're just trash. So I want to start real quick by saying congratulations, White Sox. You right now are easily the worst team in baseball. Number two, I will say foul. Even though the White Sox are bad, I don't think the Mariners are doubly better than the White Sox.
I'm going to say this is fair because the White Sox scored like 2-3 runs to begin the season in their first like three games or something like that. Like, I'm pretty sure they got shut out in their first game and then they only scored one run in their second game. Also, by the way, the Nationals being the worst team in the MLB, my prediction on that, not looking so great.
Not looking so great, Joe. Yeah. But neither was mine, so we're in the same team.
I'm going to say this is fair. The Mariners have twice as many runs scored as the Chicago White Sox.
Well, like you guys, I got to eat crow about Steven Vogt. I was wrong, too. But this one is actually foul. It's close. But the Mariners have, even if you count today, it was 58 at the beginning of the day, three runs so far, 61's total run tonight versus the Reds. So 61 total compared to just 34 by the Chicago White Sox.
Oh my God, 34 over 16 games, so just over two runs a game.
That is disgusting, dude.
Is Felix back? Is this Felix Appreciation Night every night at T-Mobile Park?
Well, Pedro Grifol was a Mariners coach at the time that Felix was in Seattle, so maybe he just took that vibe with him to Chicago.
At least Kirby threw well the other night, last
Thank
night.
God. Well, he can't
Gilbert
just
throw well tonight? Is he still
did.
Throwing well?
Okay. He did. He was 6 or 7 strikeouts last I saw. And Kirby can't just hammer the zone. He's got to try to throw some pitches out and expand it a little bit. Guys are picking up on
Dude,
it.
Dude, this music makes me want to drop a tab and just zone out in a warehouse somewhere for
Logan
like
Gilbert,
5 hours.
6.2, one run, 3 hits, 6 Ks, and a walk.
Give me Let's a pacifier.
Go. Bam!
All right, guys, speaking of great pitchers, that is the
nom,
subject.
Nom, nom, nom.
Sorry. All right. Speaking of great pitchers, that is the subject of our second fair or
Pedro
foul
Martinez.
Question.
Bob Gibson.
I love Tommy Glavine's junk.
Oh, I love
one of the
Tommy
teams
Glavine.
That Pedro played for, the Boston Red Sox, 9-8 so far on the season. They, fair or foul, lead the league in ERA with 2.68.
I'm going to jump on this real quick, or do you want to go?
Oh, I was going to say go for it.
I'm going to jump on
care.
This real
I'm
quick.
I'm not pissed at all.
You know I love trashing the Boston Red Sox. There's very few things in this world.
Your Boston Red Sox.
Outside, yeah, my Boston Red Sox. Outside of
Ryan Cooley's Boston Red Sox.
Ryan Cooley, Sales Bros, Boston Red Sox. Outside of Dave Robertson, Aaron Boone, there's nothing in this world I love trashing on more than Ryan Cooley's Boston Red Sox. But I will say this, their starters have been good. Their starters have been really good, surprisingly. Now, they can't play a lick of defense, as seen today and yesterday and the day before that and the day before that. Tyler O'Neill and Rafael Devers run into each other, and they might both be dead, and those are your only two good players on offense.
I thought Devers was dead for
a
moment.
Yeah, it looked bad. It looked really bad. But their starters have been good. But you got Kenley Jansen, you know, bitching and whining about the balls, maybe because it's your washed. Maybe you can get back to the Dodgers at the trade deadline. Who knows? But I will say fair. Yeah, I do think this staff is doing really great things right now. We'll see if it stays. But imagine if they had Jordan Montgomery. You know, imagine if they actually put some money into a free agent. I'll say fair.
I'm going to say foul, mostly because I kind of cheated earlier by looking up the bullpen ERA rankings earlier, and it did have the Royals at the top of the bullpen rankings, and I think their starting pitching has been just as good, so I'm going Royals.
Dude, Seth Lugo has four quality starts with an ERA of under 1.2.
What kind of pixie dust are they sprinkling in Kansas City?
I don't know.
Jeez.
I know Missouri has a lot of meth, so maybe crystal meth dust.
That's not the pixie dust I was referring to. All right, this is actually fair, so Patrick nails it. They have the best ERA in all of baseball, starters and relievers, but it is, as you just pointed out, Joe, because of the great ERA by the Royals bullpen. The starters are carrying it. Brian Bellow, 3.92. Cutter Crawford, coming out of nowhere, 0.42. Dude's been in the league like 3 years and is pitching like an ace.
One of the cooler names.
I know, right? Whitlock, 1.26. Tanner Houck, 2.04. And then Nick Pivetta on the IL right now, but under a run, 0.82. They're just giving up nothing.
Well, unless they play the Baltimore Orioles in Fenway.
Which they haven't done yet.
Unless Colton Cowser. Also, you say they haven't done yet?
Yeah, you guys haven't played them yet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We just had a three, just swept them at Fenway. That's
my Cleveland Guardians just put a beating down on them.
Well, that's
too.
Why Colton Cowser won AL Player of the Week, because that dude was doing everything for the Orioles. Homers, making catches up against the Green Monster. Moo! Moo!
All right, final fair or foul number three. No cows in this one, just New York Yankees. They have started the season off very, very well. Unbelievable, 12-6.
Yeah, Patrick was talking about his ALNA under total bet for the Yankees season.
I'm worried.
Yeah?
It's not looking great.
What was that, 88.5?
Then what did you say, Patrick, 92?
92 is what I got it.
That's close, buddy.
Put 20 on it.
That's not bad. I like
it. I'm ruined!
It. Oh, it's not ruined yet. But the Yankees are playing very well, exceeding a lot of people's expectations, leading the AL East by a slight margin, but...
For now.
Right, yeah, but the team is producing to their level of expectations, maybe above other people's watching them. So is it fair or foul? And this is kind of something that I stated last year leading into this year, that the calls for Aaron Boone I thought were stupid. I didn't think that there was anybody better that you could go get to coach that Yankees team. So fair or foul, guys, this start proves all the calls for Aaron Boone's job were unhinged and reactionary.
I guess I'll start this off. I'm going to say foul because there's still a lot of season left. And I have nothing to base this off of.
Aaron Boone is one of the worst managers in Major League Baseball.
I just wanted to mostly say foul because of this.
And there is no way, shape, or form that I'm giving Aaron Boone any credit whatsoever. Okay, so you got the most on-base machine in baseball, Juan Soto, and you traded some crappy-ass prospects to get him because your minor league system hasn't been S since 1992 that Brian Cashman didn't even create himself, and you haven't had a manager since Joe Torre that you ran out of town because you said he was too old. Meanwhile, I can't. This team sucks. Aaron Boone deserves all negative credit and no positive credit.
I think he's doing great. I think he's doing a great job. He's telling Juan Soto, hey, you know that thing that you do all the time, get on base?
You should do that.
Just keep doing that. And that's a great manager to me.
But I will say this. The Yankees are scary right now, and Judge isn't even hitting, and Cole hasn't thrown a pitch.
Bullpen's looking good.
If they can, if Judge gets on track and does Judge things, and Cole can come back and pitch and not have Tommy John, Yankees will be scary. Not because of Boone, though.
Well, again, they haven't played the Orioles yet.
All right, that is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday. Ooh, yikes. Yikes.
Can it, dump it, moving back to Wednesdays.
We do every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot corner, 10 of the Fan. All right, this Happy Tuesday thing is, we're doing all right, Joe. We're doing all right on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, it creeps up on me. When I was making those, I think I said I was going to have new opens for the show before the season started, and then the season started, and then we had last week's show and didn't have opens, and then tonight I was like, damn it, no, I will have opens for us.
We've got our resident Red Sox fan who is chiming in on the Vancouver Ford text line. Smoked yesterday, extra innings today, extra innings win today.
Was that about the Guardians? Or was that, like, they, because the Guardians won yesterday 6-0 and then won in extras today.
Yeah, maybe they thought they were going to win in extras.
That's right. Yeah. I was watching the Guardians. That's why I saw the O'Neill-Devers collision, is because we had it on the TV in the office yesterday.
And you got to love
saw when Jose Ramirez hit a home run.
You got to love when somebody backs up their team and says, hey, no errors the day before yesterday.
We're doing all right.
Hey, I didn't cheat on my wife today.
We're not screwing up as much.
Jeez.
Yeah, he is.
I did not mean to click that one.
I was going
to
say, is he coming in?
Okay, let's go.
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
I meant to click that one.
And then his text is followed up by Tyler O'Neill's lightning stats. 7 home runs, 8 RBIs.
Does that make Tyler O'Neill better than Mike Trout? Because, like, you are clearly the only guy on your team.
Yes? Maybe? I don't know. That's bad. That's T-Rex Pennebaker stats right there.
I don't even know what that means, but I want to know.
Oh, it's you remember the movie Mr. 3000?
Mr. 3000? Yeah, with Bernie Mac, yeah. RIP.
So the guy that was the star player on the team.
They would never miscount hits, by the way. That's just stupid.
That is true.
Sorry.
I mean, Schulze's right. They would never miss.
How dare this movie not be accurate?
I digress. Continue.
T-Rex Pennebaker, he was the star player on the team, and he had like 41 home runs to like 60 RBIs or something like that in that movie. I just remember that being a big contention point, and him getting all pissed off because he was freaking out. I am the team.
Oh.
And then Bernie Mac had to school the young star because that used to be me.
I am 1080 the Fan.
And then he laid the bunt. He laid the sack bunt to give up the 3,000th hit.
What do you think Mike Trout finishes the season with?
Home runs wise?
Yeah.
So he's got 7 dongs.
He's got 7 dongs.
And we're not even through April. So May, June,
40
July,
and 72 RBIs.
August, September, 5. What's 7 times 5?
35. I'm going with 45.
He's got 45 home runs.
I'm going with 45 home runs.
How many RBIs does he have?
I'm saying 40 and 72.
40 and 70. My God.
That's a lot of solo homers,
I'm gonna
baby.
I'm going to go 45 home runs. You know what? I say he cracks 100. 45 and 100.
I'll tell you what, Joe. I'll ride your 45 home run. I'll bet you this isn't even possible. I'll bet you Mike Trout has 45 home runs and 38 RBIs. That's how bad the Angels are. I'm going to go with that.
They subtract RBIs somehow.
Yeah, like
negative Ribby.
Like, dude, you're losing
never
12.
Never before seen MLB history.
You're losing 12-0 right now, and you just hit a dinger in the sixth? Yeah, they're losing 12-0 in the sixth. You just hit a dinger? That's a minus two RBI to your stat total.
No, he'll knock in Rendon a few times. Rendon's on a on a heater right now, okay?
All right, that'll do it for us. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. We appreciate you, and we'll keep you updated on Mike Trout. We'll look into some other things. Is Tyler Glasnow truly the Cy Young favorite in the National League? We'll see another start from him. And can the Mariners piece together this pitching staff with Kirby pitching better, Gilbert pitching better, and Castillo pitching better? We'll keep you updated on that. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.